Now here, pito, daga, dekdhardrina, these are all adjectives describing the cows. Pito udagam, udagam water. Pitam having already drunk. Meaning the last drop of water has been already drunk. The cows are so old that they can't even drink water. It has already drunk the last cup of water already. Pito udagam. Dagdhatrina. He can't eat grass anymore because teeth have already fallen now. See how old it is. Dugdhadoha. The last of the milk has been already taken. No more breed and it has become too old. Niri indriya. His eyes have become blind and it is somehow of the standing on the two legs. Probably the cows are not dying because it's too weak to die. Some energy must be there to die also. It's not there. They are all dragged into Ananda namate loka. Sagacharita dadat. Then when you give such cows to thee as a dakshina. Indeed, the Shastra says that they go into worlds, Ananda, where there is no bliss. Meaning, they will not, the quality of your, the result of your action will depend upon the purity and quality of your actions. So when you are thus compromising, becoming more and more kajus, what do you call them? Miser, yes. In giving away this miserly, then the Lord gives also to you miserly. When I stand near the mirror and I growl, the reflection also growls at you because it cannot smile. The reflection can be made to smile if I smile. So when I am giving away to others what the Lord has given to me, when I am giving it to others, miserly with the sorrow, Bhagavan also, the Lord also, sorrowfully give you very little of what you want. Thus, there such people reach only fields of experiences where bliss is the rarest thing. And the poor father of mine, wanting that joy, he's doing it, but he is doing that. No, what am I to do? Therefore, the youngster could not any longer stand apart from this, what is happening, dreadful thing. Therefore, he went straight to where the teacher and his father, which are one, his father, who is also his teacher, is standing there in front of the altar and offering them these. So he said, Sahova Japitaram, he went and told his father, Tata, oh father, daddy, dad, Kasmai Mam Dasyasi Idi. Hey, to whom are you going to give me? I mean, it's a very significant words. Because after all, why are you not giving the good cows? Because you are reserving it for me, is it? After all, you are doing what? A thing where you have to give everything away. Including your home, your children. Nothing is anymore yours. So then you are to give even me. Then for whom are you keeping it? You feel that you should not take these cows because they belong to me and therefore for your heaven you should not use. If that is your idea, daddy, remember, you have to give me also away. To whom are you going to give me? Kasmai sabdasyasi idi. Dvitiyam, tritiyam, second time and the third time. Tam hovaja. Then that teacher got angry. Because when you are preoccupied with something and the little children comes and bang, 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 even phone call, one or two phone calls when you are doing something, you kick the phone unnecessarily. Phone is not the one that is making the noise. It is somebody. Yes! The other fellow... it is me. All right, phone me again. You know, because you are preoccupied with something. Generally, you get disturbed. when you are distracted from something that you are doing. So that the poor old man, when he was giving it out and trying to find out which of the dying cows must be given to whom, how many, and he is preoccupied at that time. You can see this in the bus station, railway station, and the children not knowing it. Why? The train has come and then he is counting the luggage going in and all that sort of thing at that time. And dad. You get angry, not that you don't love the children, because of the situation.